and gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, into another hour of our Auto World. We thank you very much for joining us. We're live all across North America, and in this hour of the program, we're going to do a little resto talk with our friend Melvin Benziquin from Classic Restoration Enterprises, and we're going to be talking about a gamut of things, including resto modding, and we're also going to be talking about how to find the rare car of your dreams. That's all going to be happening in this hour of the broadcast. And, of course, we'll take your calls at the usual number, 800-259-9231. We'll throw in a trivia question as well, as we did in the first hour of the broadcast. But we'll begin quickly by taking a look at what's been happening in the world of motorsports by going to our news editor and motorsports director, Jeff Bressler.
Jimmy Johnson re-upped with Hendrick Motorsports last year. Crew chief Chad Knaus, an equally important part of the team that has won four straight cup championships, hasn't extended his current contract beyond 2010. Knaus, however, is convinced his deal will get done in due time and is not worried about Hendrick not coming to terms in the near future. Johnson and Knaus are viewed as an inseparable combination, but Chad said he would envision working with another driver, just not anytime soon. Garlington Raceway is hosting its first NASCAR truck race in 6 years. Track president Chris Browning told the Associated Press last week that the Camping World Truck Series will run at the track, Too Tough to Tame, on August the 14th. The track planned to release additional details later. Browning said it would be a one-day event where teams would arrive, qualify, and race that evening under Darlington's lights. The Truck Series competed at Darlington from 2001 through 2004. Browning said Darlington picked up the race when the series chose not to return to the Milwaukee Mile for the 2010 season. The Sprint Cup and Nationwide Series will race at Darlington during the weekend of May the 7th. And the NHRA is about to change the way drag racing is run. The league announced its inaugural NHRA four-wide nationals, which will run from March 25th to 28th at the Z-Max Dragway near Charlotte, North Carolina. And yes, you heard me right, four-wide nationals. For the first time in NHRA history, qualifying and eliminations will run four-wide instead of two cars at a time. The event isn't unique to the track, though. The Z-Max Dragway hosted an exhibition on the four-wide track with NHRA cars last year. But this will be the first official four-wide running for the NHRA. This has been Jeff Bressler for the Speed Racing Radio Auto World Motorsport Update.
Thank you so much, Jeff. We appreciate your time each and every week at this very same time. You can always hear Jeff's report. Right now, it's time for a little resto talk, and we go to suburban New York State and bring forth the president of Classic Restoration Enterprises, the one and only Melvin Benziquin. Melvin, how you doing?
Good evening, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much. Well, we've got some cool topics to talk about here tonight. We're going to be talking off the bat here about resto modding. There's a lot of confusion as to the term resto modding. Melvin, why don't we start by kind of defining exactly what resto modding is?
Well, resto modding is primarily about having an old body and replacing the old suspension, engine, and transmission with more modern and updated components so that you have the advantages of, you know, late model drivability and roadability while maintaining the old classic look. I mean, that's kind of it in a nutshell.
And if you look back in automotive history, of course, you go back to the 1950s. I mean, that's kind of where hot rodding got its roots. I mean, there were old cars, but they were updated with more modern mechanicals.
Yeah, you know, it used to be, you know, like one of the things that comes to mind is the tea bucket. I mean, that was kind of like the first thing I remember being very popular was taking these you know, 1920s and 30s cars and in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, you know, updating them with, you know, the current technology of that era. And, you know, the only thing that's really changed is that, you know, in the last 20, 25 years, cars have just gotten so much better with, you know, fuel injection and overdrive and disc brakes and coilovers and rack and pinion and, you know, everything else. So it really is light years ahead, but it's the same principle.
Absolutely. Melvin, it might be useful for some of our Auto World listeners for you to give us some more examples of resto-modding. Let's take, for example, in the areas of suspension, removing the straight front axle leaf spring suspension. I imagine that's probably a pretty common request that you get.
Yeah, even the old, you know, the straight axles and even more modern, so-called modern systems that still use knee action shocks or even just the control arm suspension can benefit from coilovers, which for those that may not know what coilovers are, coilovers kind of replace the shock and spring into one unit instead of having a separate coil spring and a separate shock absorber. Tubular control arms nowadays offer a few advantages from lighter weight, stronger metal, and also usually corrects the geometry issues. Most factory cars are developed with a kind of an understeer into them, and the newer control arms and suspensions can correct that to make your turn in much more crisp and make the handling just that much tighter.
Absolutely. A lot of us are familiar with the old flathead V8 engine. Of course, it was kind of groundbreaking for its day. But if you exchange that old flathead for a more modern power plant, let's say an overhead valve pushrod V8, I mean, what are some of the advantages that you're going to have right off the bat, Melvin?
Well, right off the bat, I mean, the overhead valve V8 engine has been around a really long time. In fact, General Motors still, even today, uses overhead valve V8 engine.
Yep.
So, first off, is parts availability. Is that, and not only that, the aftermarket support for being able to modify them is first and foremost. I mean, it's not real hard nowadays to get 500 plus horsepower out of a pushrod V8 and still get 22 miles a gallon on a fuel injected vehicle. So that's probably one of the biggest advantages of getting rid of the flathead. Ford has really gone with their modular motors and stuff, and those are certainly good viable alternatives also.
There are so many crate motors out there these days available from, you know, all the domestic manufacturers, and some of these crate motors are just spectacular. They're, you know, complete with either a carbureted setup or a fuel injected setup, but it's possible to get some major league horsepower, you know, right out of the box.
Yeah, General Motors Performance Parts is probably, in my opinion, the leader of the aftermarket and crate engines. You can go to your local dealer, you can look online and look at, you know, various dealers that, partake of this. And it's, you know, you can get anything from, you know, a regular Chevrolet 350, you know, 200 horse all the way up to, you know, a 720 horse, 572 cubic inch V8 engine, just in your carbureted models. And then from there, you know, for the fuel injected crate motors, you can go all the way up to, you know, even the new LS9 that the ZR1 has.
Oh, wow.
You know, 640 horsepower. And I don't even think the pricing's that bad. I mean, if you take, I guess we're coming up on a break.
Yeah, when we come back on the other side, I'd love to hear about the pricing. I had no idea you could get that LS9, the ZR1 engine, in a crate variant. This is Auto World. Resto Talk will continue with Mel after these messages.
Hey, Hagerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, my 64 GTO is covered through a regular use auto insurer.
Uh-huh.
Give me one good reason to switch to Hagerty.
Okay. We can save you up to 40% a year on premiums. Oh, our coverage is possibly the best in the business. Yeah, we have an in-house claims department. Oh, and we always let you pick the restoration shop.
Okay, I asked for one reason, that's like four.
Sorry, we get a little excited.
You're just piling it on, aren't you?
Yeah.
Hagerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit us at Hagerty.com.
Daddy, what are you pouring in our car?
This is Stabil Fuel Stabilizer. It's good for our old hot rod, so I add it to the tank every time we fill up.
Why?
Well, Stabil prevents something bad called corrosion. It's caused by ethanol in the gas, and it won't let fuel gum up the engine.
But why?
So it'll start up every time and run smoother.
But why, Daddy?
Why? So I can take you for your favorite ice cream.
Yay, hot fudge sundae!
When you store and when you fill up, start with Stabil.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD-SEED. That's 1-866-653-7333 today.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons. It's ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. And if you saw the last episode of Conan O'Brien as host of The Tonight Show, there my friend Billy F. Gibbons was playing guitar there as Conan went off, with Will Ferrell singing Free Bird. Interesting choice, and definitely a unique way to end a show. We're having fun here. We're doing Resto Talk in this hour with Melvin Benziquin, the president of Classic Restoration Enterprises in suburban New York. And before we go any further and talk more about Restomodding, why don't we make sure and give out all the proper contact information for Classic Restoration Enterprises, Melvin?
Yeah, Bob, hi. I saw that also. it was a very interesting thing with the blonde hair and,
exactly.
and all that. It was pretty wild.
And I guess that was actually Will Ferrell's wife there that was actually the girl there. I didn't realize that.
I was wondering who the pregnant-looking girl was. It was just like, okay, who's he doing full lip lock on here?
I didn't expect that. I thought it was going to be another wild thing from Will Ferrell, but that surprised a lot of folks.
Okay. Anyhow, my contact information is phone number is 845-258-2050, and the website is classicresto.com.
Excellent. As you were saying before the break, in your opinion, and I would agree, the General Motors Performance Division has such an amazing array of great engines. And I didn't realize, Mel, that they were offering the LS9, that supercharged 6.2-liter V8 engine. Boy, what an amazing power plant that is. That's practically a hand-built one, I believe, the Z06 engine as well, the LS7. So that,
yeah, they're both hand built, and they are just as state of the art. Speaking of push rod engines, as you can get, and I believe pricing on the LS9 crate motor is around $30,000. So it's kind of the top of the market,
sure,
as far as what they got. But it's also new technology, and they're not putting them out like popcorn either.
Absolutely.
So but the crate motor pricing, I mean, the great thing about crate motors is you very rarely, aside from the LS9, but for your more mainstream-type motors, you can very rarely rebuild your motor for what you can buy the crate engine for. And not only that, you get a dealer warranty good anywhere in the United States. And just, for some examples, General Motors puts out what they call a 350 HO Deluxe motor. It comes with air conditioning, compressor, comes with all the pulleys and brackets and all the accessories and such, and it's a 350 cubic inch engine. Believe the horsepower on it's around 330 horsepower, and you can buy that for about $4,500.
Wow.
And that's kind of hard to beat.
Yeah, that's a really good deal. A number of times I've been on the Hot Rod Power Tour, and lots of folks on the power tour have taken their old muscle machines and added a more modern overdrive transmission like a Tremec or something like that. And, boy, they can't get over the kind of fuel economy they can get in their old ride and also the amount of revs that the engine is all of a sudden turning at. I mean, sometimes 1,000 or 1,200 RPM.
Yeah, the nice thing about the overdrives is, if you're the kind of person that really wants to drive your car, especially like on the power tour or any type of highway cruising, the overdrives pay for themselves not only in fuel mileage but also in just wear and tear on your engine is so much dramatically less. And we just did an overdrive on a Super Duty 455 Trans Am, and we took it on a 300-mile trip, both before we did the conversion and after we did the conversion, and the mile-per-gallon difference was roughly 4 miles per gallon, which is substantial.
Sure.
When you think of, it went from 12 to 16 miles to gallon. And in 300 miles, I didn't
that
do the calculations, but if you think about, we were averaging, I think, about 900 less RPM. That's a lot less wear and tear on your motor over just 300 miles. So you can imagine even over, many thousands of miles.
Absolutely. That will add up to significant money in a very short amount of time. And another example you give here about resto modding and some information you sent me earlier today. My first car was actually a 1977 Mustang II. It had a 302 V8 blowing through a measly two-barrel carburetor, 140 horsepower. But back in the day, then, that was kind of the state of the auto industry at that point. But you point out that if you take that Mustang II, which is much maligned by a lot of folks, but if you take that independent front suspension out, and the rack and pinion steering, you're actually got some pretty good underpinnings to put into a classic car.
Yeah, there is a whole industry built just on that suspension and their variations of it, but it's the foundation of it is the same. It's an extremely sophisticated but simple suspension that also weighs a lot less, requires quite a few less components than you know your normal front suspensions would require, and are easily adaptable and alignable, and you know transform. And not only that, importantly, they can take a couple hundred pounds of weight off your front suspension, which can aid a lot in how it drives also.
Absolutely. And let's talk a little bit more about some of the reasons why folks should consider resto-modding. I mean, a lot of them that we've touched on, I mean, updating that suspension technology can really make a world of difference. I mean, today's, I hate to say it, but today's minivans sometimes handle better than some of the great muscle cars of the 1960s and 70s, and that's shocking to a lot of folks. A lot of folks go to the big auctions like Barrett Jackson or Russo and Steele, and they buy the ride of their dreams, and they bring it home and realize that their Honda Odyssey actually handles better.
Well, yeah, that's a very good point. And you know, it's kind of like, you know, back in the day that, you know, every new model that came out was a, you know, yet a better iteration of the automobile. But now, you know, you take, you know, a car that's, you know, 30, 40, 50 years old, and you're driving, you know, using your Honda Odyssey as an example. It starts, it does what it's supposed to do, it can go down the road very comfortably, it can handle, it gets great fuel mileage, you can turn on air conditioning, you can do whatever you want. And then you get in your older car, and, you know, it's giving you a hard time about starting because it's carbureted, and even if it starts fairly easy, you go down the road and, you know, things are not stopping and turning as you're used to, and then it becomes painfully evident of, you know, the disparity between, you know, a modern day car versus, you know, even a car 30 years ago. And you tend to drive it less. You tend to use it less, you know, because of those disparities. And maybe, you know, those of you that take your wives along and they complain, you know, it smells or, you know,
absolutely,
you know, it doesn't dry nice or, you know, it's blowing my hair or whatever the case may be, you know, and it lessens the enjoyment factor. You know, another thing I'd like to point out, too, about resto-modding is it doesn't – a lot of people are under the misconception that it, like, ruins the car. And there's nothing further from the truth. There are so many kits available out there to adapt engines, transmissions, and make your, you know, your shifters work as they should without destroying the car.
Very good point. We'll talk more about that on the other side here. You're listening to Resto Talk with Melvin Benziquin right here on Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Got a question, 800-259-9231. We'll throw out a trivia question upcoming. Don't go away. Lots more straight ahead.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We're doing a little bit of resto talk here with Melvin Benziquin, the president of Classic Restoration Enterprises, located in suburban New York and just outside of New York City. And we're talking about the subject of resto modding. And before the break there, Mel, you were making some points about resto modding being acceptable in the collector car hobby. I mean, nowadays this is quite common.
It is quite common. And, the old thing used to be you people, or even today I still get questioned about whether or not it's damaging the vehicle or hurting the vehicle as far as value. And one thing I point out to people is, you know, if you want to enjoy your car but you're constantly afraid of you know, blowing up your engine or doing it harm, you know, there's nothing better than taking and dropping in a crate motor, dropping in an overdrive transmission, you know, doing whatever you need to do to, you know, bring the car into the, you know, 21st century here. And, you know, you can put your numbers matching engine and transmission, you know, away in the garage. And if there's ever a catastrophe, if there's ever a problem, it's there. You haven't destroyed the value. These changes you're doing are largely bolt-in.
Absolutely.
I'm a big fan of, you know, doing bolt-in changes. You know, it's not like you're chopping the roof or putting T-tops in or doing some major modification that would basically take the car to the point of where it couldn't be put back together. So these are, you know, good advantages to have to bring your, you know, your car back into, you know, a driving type thing. Another good example is there's a lot of companies out there that will take like your C2 Corvette, your C1 Corvette, and offer a C4, C5, complete rolling chassis, motor, trans, everything, you know, and you basically unbolt your body and bolt it onto this. I mean, what's the best of both worlds there? You have your old look, but you have a much more modern type drivetrain and handling that will, you know, make you use that Corvette a lot more or whichever car you want. But, you know, these are very good examples of doing it. And you know, to me, it's always the return of enjoyment because you use the car a lot more than you wouldn't, you know, use it if you weren't enjoying the car.
So true, Mel. Let's go to Frank, who joins us in New Mexico with a question. Frank, how are you? Happy New Year.
Oh, Happy New Year. Great show as always, Bob. Hey, I'd like to ask Melvin and you all a question. He was talking about easy bolt-in changes. Are either of you aware of a fairly straightforward bolt-in fuel injection setup for my 460 and my old Lincoln?
Yes, there's a company called MassFlow EFI out of Massachusetts. They offer a complete bolt-on fuel injection conversion that actually uses port fuel injection for virtually any American V8 out there. And they do offer it for the Fords also.
Really?
Yeah, it's Mass-Flow EFI. If you Google them or, you know, look them up, but they're in Massachusetts, and the owner's name of that company is Chris, and they offer a really nice setup.
Mass-Flow EFI. Is the Hone Overdrive company still in existence? H-O-N-E, Hone?
Have not heard of them at all, so I'm not really sure.
They used to be the hot item back in the day for, like, my 66 Chevelle Hone Overdrives, you know. I guess
was it like a bolt-on overdrive?
Yeah.
Gear vendors nowadays is the one I know of. I'm not sure about Hone, but Gear Vendors offers an overdrive unit that bolts onto the end of your transmission.
Yeah, then you just have to shorten your drive shaft, I assume.
Yeah, it's usually a 2 to 3 inch shortening of the drive shaft, but it's, you know, that's really not the big expense, and it's not a big deal. They will even give you a diagram of how to measure your drive shaft so you know what you're doing when you take it to the drive shaft shop.
Oh, well, thanks for the info. It's very
no problem.
Informative
thank
show.
You for listening.
Hey,
yeah.
Bob.
Thank you.
Yes.
Hey, Bob.
Yes, Frank.
Is Joe Mazza still under the weather?
Well, interestingly enough, on the board here tonight is Andrew, who is Joe's producer, and Joe is getting better. He just talked to him just a few moments ago, and he had two heart attacks, unfortunately, Joe, but he's home now and trying to get his voice strong enough. So next time I talk to him, I'm going to make sure and say hello to him for you, Frank.
Well, yeah, from all of us. Well,
all right.
Bob.
Thank you so much.
Enjoy the rest of the show.
Great. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. If you have a question for Melvin Benziquin, and we'll throw out a quick trivia question here. Why don't we make it the most powerful Chevelle ever made was which particular engine configuration for the Chevelle? 800-259-9231 is a very special numerical designation here. What was the most powerful Chevelle ever made? The most powerful Corvette is this ZR1 with the LS9 power plant. What was the most powerful Chevelle back in the day? 800-259-9231. So, Mel, if you go the resto-modding route, it seems like it's a win-win for everybody. Like you say, you're not going to have to worry about a car that is going to handle poorly. You're not going to have, you know, a set of white knuckles. I was chatting a little bit earlier about Jay Leno actually doing some renovations on a Hemi vehicle that he owns. I believe it was a 1970 Cooter or something like that, because he was just scared to drive it on the highway. I mean, it was just not fun to drive. And certainly in the area of brakes, boy, I know in driving some classic cars, the difference between, even just upgrading the braking system, let alone going to diss all around, but having drums on the back of a powerful car sometimes can be a scary thing.
Yeah, and you can, you don't necessarily have to do the whole project at one time either. The single most cost-effective and common conversion we do is the disc brakes. And they're just not really all that expensive. They can range anywhere from just, do-it-yourself type thing for, $400, $500 all the way up to, around $1,500 per front disc brake conversion, depending on the complexity. And then the rear disc, we're doing a 73 Duster right now, and I was shocked. We bought a rear disc brake setup for it for $404.
Oh, wow.
Good deal. It's using Cadillac Eldorado rear disc brake calipers from the 80s. And just a nice bolt-in, and, you know, not a whole lot of money to do that changeover.
Absolutely, and what a difference in performance. So you're going to get better performance, increased fuel economy, and better emissions because, you know, let's face it, a lot of the older cars, unfortunately, sometimes don't emit the best smell and certainly don't do so well in the emissions area.
Well, that's true. And, you know, even if you just go into a later model crate engine, even without any aid of catalytic converter or smog pump, the emissions clean up by almost 50%. And, in fact, General Motors just introduced a few months ago what they call the E-Rod program for the, like, California cars that are still emission, you know, compliant after 66, I believe it is. And what they did is they took a 2010 Camaro LS3, and for $8,000, you buy the engine, you buy everything, and it will be emission compliant to 2010 specs. And it's a drop-in the way they have it set up with the harness and the programmer and the emissions and all that with the cats and such. So the primary reason for doing that is a lot of states are starting to take these special built cars and make them compliant to the year they're being built rather than the year they resemble.
Oh, boy, that's tough. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, General Motors is trying to, you know, beat the curve by, you know, offering this E-Rod setup.
Melvin, break it down a little bit for us as far as costs when we come back on the other side to do with resto-modding. And again, if you have a question like Frank in New Mexico, chime in right now, 800-259-9231 or bob@autoworldradio.com.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, so what happens if I've got a claim?
You call our 800 number.
And get some guy in Kuala Lumpur?
No, we actually have an in-house claims unit.
And it'll take, like, months to send me my check.
Oh, we're lightning fast with our settlements.
Of course, you'll probably send me to your brother-in-law's repair shop.
Sir, the restoration shop is always your choice.
One more question.
Sure.
What kind of a freak house are you guys running?
Some things are too good to be true, like Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit Haggerty.com.
Is your budget being blown away by high gas prices? The revolutionary Tornado Air device harnesses the power of the wind so that your vehicle will go further on a tank of gas. Tornado creates a swirling effect in the engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of air and fuel so that you'll have more power and more mileage. Tornado fits most cars, comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and is easy to install. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks, and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado today.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
It's obvious God loves us and has a sense of humor. Why? Because he created peppermint. Hi, this is Dr. Catherine Albrecht for GetMint.com. We all know that mint is fun and delicious, but did you know it's also great for your health? Research shows mint can help soothe a headache or calm an upset stomach. It's antimicrobial and antiviral, so it's perfect for flu season, too. You can use it to chase bugs and mice out of your pantry without toxic chemicals. And kids love its great cool taste. GetMint.com offers quality peppermint and spearmint oils made right here in the USA by fourth generation mint farmer Peppermint Jim. His pure pungent mint oils are 100% natural, free from harmful chemicals, and very affordable. So improve your health and spice up your life with natural mint products from GetMint.com or call 1-800-345-9068. That's GetMint.com or 1-800-345-9068 and feel the minty freshness.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out there, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you.
We're back. Thank you very much for joining us. 800-259-9231. We've had a bunch of guesses. No one has got it right. The 1970 Chevelle was equipped with this engine. It was the most powerful Chevelle and at one time the most powerful GM engine. What was the particular model of the Chevelle engine-wise? What was the particular Chevelle? Give us a call. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Melvin Benzaquin is with us. We're doing a little bit of Resto Talk as we do each and every month here on the broadcast. And we've had a really interesting topic here tonight. We've been doing a whole program hour on Resto Mods, so basically taking your older vehicle and updating it with modern technology. And Melvin, I think it'd be really helpful for all of our listeners for you to kind of to break it down as far as the costs involved with resto modding. Is this a big expense, a medium expense, or how would you categorize it?
Well, it kind of runs the gamut. You know, I've seen people go and just buy like a used engine and transmission out of a late 80s car, early 90s car, and drop it in. You know, that's kind of the low end of the spectrum of being able to do it. It all depends on your engine choice. I mean, you can go with a $4,300, ZZ, the HO Deluxe motor. You go with a $30,000 LS9. You know, it really depends. But I'd say middle of the road, you should be able to do engine, transmission, brakes, rack and pinion, that kind of stuff for probably under $20,000. On a kind of a middle of the road, on a basic car, not something that's unusual where it has to be fabricated in, something that a kit's available for. But it's not a one answer, unfortunately, because there's so many options out there, which is a good thing because there's manual transmissions, there's 5-speed, there's 6-speeds, there's automatic transmissions, and also 4-speed, 5-speed, 6-speed automatic transmissions. There's a whole array of rack and pinion steering. There's even electric steering nowadays that Flaming River offers. There's just a whole bunch of stuff out there to be able to achieve what you want. Bear sells a really nice 13-inch rotor 4-piston caliper setup for like $2,200. But that's kind of the high end. You could, we just did a disc brake conversion on a 63 Catalina convertible. The brackets cost us $165, and the rotors and calipers came from a 77 Bonneville station wagon that we, used from Napa. I think our total outlay was less than $400 for everything.
Wow.
So it really depends what you're doing. I mean, General Motors, and I'm not trying to favor General Motors here, but they do have the most widest variety and the ease of being able to do these type things. General Motors, their transmissions, I mean, even their six-speed 6L80, which is their top-of-the-line in durability and strength and fuel economy and all that, is only about a $2,300 transmission. But you can get a 4L60, which is kind of their bread-and-butter overdrive, for $1,300. I mean, brand new, out of the box, from the dealer, with a warranty. So it kind of depends on what you want to do. You can go to Keesler for, a five-speed. A five-speed hydraulic clutch complete changeover kit, about $2,600. If you really look at it, you could take an HO engine for $4,300, a five-speed manual from Keesler for $2,600,
mm-hmm.
Disc brake setup. I mean, you can see, for probably under $10,000 in parts, and factor in anywhere from $3,000 to $6,000 in labor, you can build yourself a really nice car, and preserve your numbers matching, and also enjoy the car, be able to use it all the time, and not worry about all these changes, being affected by humidity or barometric pressures or sitting for long periods of time or anything like that. And that's kind of the essence of what the Restomodding is to improve mechanically upon what was already there, but preserving the old look. And that's kind of, as we started this hour with, what started in the 30s and 40s.
So true, Mel. We got an email question for you. It just came in from Mark. Mark is listening in California. Thank you very much for the email. And Mark would like some advice. He says he has an not-so-old Corvette, a C4 Corvette, and he would like to move it up to more modern specs like a C6 Corvette, and he'd like Melvin's opinion on what changes he would recommend.
Well, the C4, back when it came out in 84, was light years ahead of anything. The big drawback to the C4, unfortunately, was General Motors really, really went into handling and kind of didn't pay attention to the ride quality.
Mm.
They had the 84 and 85 models were,
rock hard.
Yeah, they were really hard, and then they started softening them. They probably started getting it right probably in the mid to late 90s before the C5 came out in 97. But, the problem is there are so many changes from the C4 to the C6. The C6 has a rear transaxle, which is the transmissions attached to the rear end. So that's probably your biggest obstacle right there is, it's really hard to go from a front engine, front transmission to a front engine, rear transmission, rear differential mounted car without extensive work. In a case like this, I would probably suggest that you would be better off. I know there's suspension systems out there that will soften up the ride, but you would be better off probably doing an LS conversion and going to like a modern six-speed manual and doing some suspension work with Bilsteins and rubber isolators and such to help. But unfortunately, in the case, an 84 to 96 Corvette is not so far of a throwback that Restomodding becomes so beneficial.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. But certainly some of those areas like that old 4+3 transmission was not very good. And, Mel, is it true? I've actually heard that some of those 84 and 85 Corvettes rode so hard that the windshields actually cracked on them.
They did crack, especially if you have the liftoff roof out of them. As a former owner of an 86 myself, I can attest to not only that, but I can also attest to not realizing it and having my car in my driveway not perfectly straight, and I went to put the liftoff roof back on, and I couldn't figure out for about 20 minutes why nothing was lining up until I realized that the car was kind of at an angle and had to straighten it out in order to get the roof to go back on.
Oh, wow.
They have these little tiny Torx head screws, four of them, that go into the roof. And if the roof isn't perfectly lined up, you're not getting it on.
Excellent. We should remind listeners, too, that from time to time, Mel uses his expertise to help people figure out if their restoration job is okay. Because I know from time to time you've helped a lot of people out. You've really come to the rescue of lots of folks with bad restoration and kind of pointed out some of the flaws. Do you actually do appraisals on restorations, Melvin?
We do. We do offer like a pre-purchase inspection. You know, you'd be surprised what I can see through, you know, really good photos without having to fly, you know, somewhere. But we do offer that. It's always best to have another set of eyes look at something before you buy it, because it can be such a costly mistake. I mean, we have a 69 Camaro in that just came in this past week. Car looks rock solid straight. And we, you know, the owner was complaining about it just rattling and twisting everywhere, and we pulled the windshield out because there was a lot of excess goop, which is not a good sign, you know, in the adhesive area, and we were shocked at how much body filler was it not only in the windshield frame but also at the windshield base and in the cowl, to the point where the car had rotted not only through the first layer of metal but also the succeeding two layers of metal, so that when we popped the Bondo out, we could actually look down into the floors.
Oh, wow.
You know, and that, and, you know, I mean, I tell you, this car, you know, you looked at it, it was a black charcoal, and the body looks razor sharp. But, you know, we put it up on the lift, and there's fiberglass, you know, retainers for the gas tank where it's supposed to be metal. It's just, they put a four-link rear suspension in it, and the frame rails are so rusted that when they tighten down on the link brackets, it crushed the frame rails because they were so weak.
Wow.
So, you know, there's a lot of horror stories out there.
And that's why we have you every month. He's Melvin Benziquin, a little classic resto talk here from Classic Restoration Enterprises. Thank you, my friend. We'll do this again real soon.
Thank you, Bob.
That's going to do it for this hour of the broadcast. I'm Bob Long.
But I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road.
Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm pleased to announce a completely new and exciting way to listen to your favorite GCN Live program on your telephone. Simply by calling 712-338-7200, you'll be hearing your favorite GCN Live programs in seconds. Tune into all of our channels. I have made sure that everyone who wants to hear GCN Live will have the opportunity to do so. Call to listen at 712-338-7200. That's 712-338-7200. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.